is the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Friday, June 26, 2026. The Trump administration is asking OpenAI to limit the initial release of GPT 5.6 over safety and security concerns, with access during a preview period set to be approved, customer by customer. TechCrunch says the Office of the National Cyber Director and the Office of Science and Technology Policy pushed for the restricted launch, and OpenAI is aiming for a broader public release a couple of weeks later if the limited rollout goes well.
SoftBank shares fell after Bloomberg reported that OpenAI is leaning toward waiting until 2027 for an IPO. Citing the New York Times, the delay would push back a closely watched listing tied to one of SoftBank's highest-profile AI bets.
The New York Times amended its lawsuit against OpenAI and Microsoft. The case is part of the newspaper's ongoing copyright fight over the use of its journalism in AI systems.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom signed SB 623, a compromise between Uber and the Consumer Attorneys of California that averts a November ballot fight and targets inflated medical billing in personal injury cases tied to rideshare crashes. The law caps what doctors can charge on lien-based treatment in lawsuits involving rideshare companies, and also requires Uber to strengthen driver background checks. While Uber is still pursuing a federal lawsuit against two Los Angeles personal injury law firms over alleged unnecessary surgeries and inflated claims.
Turning now to SpaceX. The company is weighing a push into Starlink mobile service for U.S. consumers, according to the Financial Times, as cited by Reuters. The move would put SpaceX more directly against Verizon and AT&T in the consumer wireless market.
Space debris remains a growing problem in orbit, as governments and industry face rising pressure to manage congestion and collision risk. The issue is becoming more urgent as launch rates climb and more satellites crowd key orbital lanes.
Shifting to Rocket Lab, NASA selected the company for three Electron launches supporting the Polsir and TSIS-2 missions. Rocket Lab also said it supported the U.S. Space Force's Victus Haze mission, which set a global record for launch turnaround.
Anthropic is urging Congress to crack down on AI model distillation by Chinese rivals, after alleging that Alibaba-affiliated operators carried out the largest known extraction campaign against Claude. In a June 10 letter to Senate Banking Committee leaders Tim Scott and Elizabeth Warren, Anthropic said nearly 25,000 fraudulent accounts generated more than 28.8 million exchanges with Claude between April 22 and June 5, and it called for tighter export controls, more intelligence sharing, and penalties for large-scale model extraction.
Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei warned that frontier AI companies may need hundreds of billions of dollars in annual revenue to support rising compute costs or face severe financial pressure. He said training already costs billions per model, and total industry spending on compute and inference could approach $1 trillion by late 2027.
Meanwhile, at NASA, A. Ranicolas received a $5 million Civilian Commercialization Readiness Pilot Program contract to develop communications technology for lunar and deep space missions. The Massachusetts company will work with NASA Ames, Nokia Federal Solutions, NVIDIA, Dell Technologies, Curtiss-Wright, Supermicro, and Radisys on autonomous heterogeneous networking with integrated testing and spaceflight validation.
The House Science, Space, and Technology Committee passed the CREATE AI Act by a 29-0 vote, advancing legislation to permanently establish the National Artificial Intelligence Research Resource. The program, piloted by the National Science Foundation for the past 2 years, is designed to expand access to datasets, cloud computing, AI testbeds, software, and educational tools for researchers, students, nonprofits, and small businesses.
Over at ON Semiconductor, the company is entering the edge AI market with a $7 billion acquisition. Barron's says the stock fell after the deal was announced.
That's the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Friday, June 26, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI generated. Verify claims against the original sources.